Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday morning, Parshas Truma, Tavshin Pei Dalet. I'm going to just review the main part of yesterday's shiur and then continue. So we have the Rashi and Parshas Kisisa. It is the first Rashi at Sheni, which is Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayiten al Moshe kechalos ledabir tibahar sinai shnei luchos ha'edus. The three Rebbe Shalom gave Moshe Rabbeinu the two luchos. Rashi says, "Ein muktim me'ucher b'Torah," that the Torah is not exact in its chronology. In other words, sometimes events that happen later are recorded earlier in the Chumash. And then Rashi explains, because Masa ha'ego kodem letzivi melechas ha'mishkan yamim rabim haya, that the mice of the ego, the golden calf, it happened before the tzivoy of the to build the Mishkan, Yomim Rabbim, many days. And Rashi then goes through this, that on Yitzayin Batamas and Shavasa Batamas, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, and then he went up again to Har Sinai. And finally, Uviyama Kippurim, Nisratza, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Rebbe Shalom was Meratza, was Nisratza for to Klal Yisrael. He was appeased. He said, Zalachti. Ulamachras, in the day after Yom Kippur, his schilu benidvas ha-mishkan, they began to bring the nedavas of the Mishkan. And then finally, v'hukam be'echa ben-nisan, the Mishkan was erected on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rashi is very clear that that the whole tzivoy to build the Mishkan occurred after the Ched Ha'egel. Okay, that's Rashi. Now, we have as well the Sipurno, and the Sipurno is actually in Parsis Mishpatim, and it is Perek Chof Dalid Pasuk Yudches. It's somewhat of a length, somewhat of a lengthy Sipurno, but in the middle he says as follows. He says, when Hashem said, V'asur li mikdash v'shachanti besochem, lo kemo shiyo'ad kodem l'chein, it was not as it was destined to be prior to this. Be'amro, when the pasuk says Mizbeach Adama Tasali at the end of Yisro, it says build a Mizbeach of Adama. B'chol Mokom Asher Askei Hashem Yavor Lech V'rachticha. In other words, wherever you build your Mizbeach, that's where you will do the service of Hashem. That's at the end of Parshas Yisro. That was the intent, that a person could build his a personal mizbeach, and bring his carbon. And it could be anywhere. It could be in your backyard on Gannon. Well, be in Eretz Yisrael, actually. But it could be wherever you live. Aval Ata, but now, says the Sipurna, Yitzdarach leKohanim. Now you're going to have Kohanim. Right, and now it's going to have the Mishkan. V'zeh be'atzmas barber amen. And the pasuk says, "V'ata hakri v'leches aron achicha." To bring close Aaron, your brother, he says, and v'hine lo nivchar shevet Levi l'sharis. Shevet Levi was not chosen to do the service at acher ma'isa ha'egel, until the act of the egel. Sipurna elaborates on this. Okay, so this Sipurna is very clear about this point, and in the footnote of the Sipurna, so he brings the Rashi that I just read, and then he brings this the Tanchuma in two places, in Parshas Truma and at the end of Pikudei. In Parshas Truma, the Tanchuma says, "V'asul mikdash v'shachanti b'sochem emasai nemar l'moshe parsha zusha mishkan," right? "B'yom kippurim atzmo." He says it happened actually on Yom Kippur itself. Avavisha Parshas HaMishkan Kedemus L'Maisa Egel, even though the Parsha of the Mishkan Truma that we're going to read this Shabbos precedes the Parsha of the Egel, which is in 2 weeks' time that we read Parshas Kisisa. So if you look at the chronology of the Chumash, it would lead you to believe that Mishkan happened before. But it's not. As Amar Reb Yehuda Reb Shalom, a muktim amuchah b'Torah. And he says the same thing that Rashi tells us. So in other words, if you look at the Seder HaDvarim, even though it might seem contrary to this, but no, that the Ched Ha'egel happened, and only afterwards did they had its tzivoy, and then Tanchuma reiterates this in Parshas Pekudei as well. Again, it's a lengthy Tanchuma at that point, but you have to find where he says, "V'emosai nemelo l'moshe lasus ha-mishkan b'yom ha-kippurin." He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu went up three times, and so on and so forth. And then finally at the end, "V'yinocham Hashem relented." He accepted Klai Yisrael's tshuva, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefila on the Maisa Egel. Also, hayom, on that day of Yom Kippur, "Amar lo salachti kidvarecha." So Rosh Hashanah says Salachti Kedvarecha. Actually, the truth of the matter is, I just want to set the record straight. The actual word Salachti Kedvarecha, the word Kedvarecha, was only said by the Meraglim. That you won't find the word Kedvarecha in, but what Kedvarecha, according to many Mefarshim in Parsha Shlach, means Salachti. I accept your tefillah to forgive you for the chet of the Meraglim. Kedvarecha, like you had asked previous by the eagle. So so it's liberally used, the Salachti Kedvarecha, and during the davening and the machzer, you know, you're going to find Salachti Kedvarecha on Yom Kippur, but actually you're not going to find the word Kedvarecha. And on that day you have the mitzvah building a mikdash, and on that day he says V'salachti lo avneinu chatzeinu chantanu, and so Mamela, that this is the day for slicha of for Ladoras, and on that day the Ribbono Shelam gave the mitzvah of the Mishkan b'chedva v'simcha with great joy, and after a number of months the Melacha HaMishkan was completed. So you have clearly the Tanchuma is the source for Rashi and for the Sipurno, and as I mentioned yesterday, the Rambam goes this way as well in the Mora Nevuchim. But the Ramban disagrees, and I read the Ramban to you yesterday, and the Ramban is saying that no, that the Parsha of the Mishkan was given after Har Sinai because it was intended to be a continuation of the Shechin of Har Sinai, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu with the Gate Kovod and the Eish HaGadol and so on and so forth. And the Ramban, actually, I didn't read this part yesterday, but the Ramban draws parallels between the Psukim that are stated by the Maimon Har Sinai and the Psukim that are stated by the Mishkan to show that the same experience was recreated in the same way that the Ribbono Shel Olam appears to Klal Yisrael on Har Sinai amidst the Eish, amidst the Kovod, HaGadol, and so on and so forth. So the Ribbono Shel Olam will appear in the Mishkan as well to Moshe Rabbeinu, who will receive the word of Hashem and pass it on to Klal Yisrael. That is the tachlis of the Mishkan, according to the Ramban. The Shemi Shmuel says that this actually is a machlokus between the Medrash, as I just read you through the Tanchuma, and the Zohar. I didn't see the Zohar inside, but I'll take the Shemi Shmuel's word for it, that the Zohar follows, it is really the source, or maybe, I don't know if it's the source for the Ramban, but it's the same opinion as the Ramban, that actually the Parsha of the Mishkan also preceded the Chet of the Egel, and it's not contingent. In other words, the building of the Mishkan was not a response to the Chet of Egel. The way the Ramban learns that, that's also the Shita of the Zohar HaKadosh. But the Medrash is the Shita of the Rashi and the Sipurno and the Rambam. In fact, there are other passages in Medrash that says that the Zohar that we use on the Zohar that we use in the Mishkan, that corresponds to the Zohar that they used to build the golden calf. You see that exact, again, it was a response to the Egel. It says that they brought the Nedavis every day for the Mishkan. That Vahavesed, that the Vahaviyu they brought, corresponds to the Lashon Havoa, that they brought their jewelry to build the Chet Egel. So you see again, in Medrash Rabbah also, he's learning like the Tanchuma, that the Mishkan was a response to that. Now, just like, just want to say, yesterday I started off the shiur and I showed you that Rashi enumerates that there are 13 different materials that were brought in the Mishkan. Okay, and the question is, if you count them, we counted 15. So the Sifsei Chachamim says why it's really 13, because the different wools, although they're various colors, but they count as one material. And therefore, he says that therefore there are 13 materials corresponding to the what? Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. What does the materials and the Tumas and the Mishkan have to do with Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim? The answer is very good, according to Rashi, because the Mishkan was a response to the Chet HaEgel, and the Tefillah with which Klal Yisrael won its atonement is the Yud Gimel Midos. So again, you use those Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim in the esoteric sense that they were used, but now they're tangibilized, and now concretized into an actual material. And those are the 13 materials of the Mishkan. Now, I was struggling with something, and here's my question. Now, the Rambam, I told you, the Rambam also learns like the Shita that says that the Mishkan was not necessarily a response, right, to I'm sorry. The Mishkan was. I'm sorry. The Rambam says that the Mishkan was a response to the Chet HaEgel. You know. Now before the Chet HaEgel, what was going to be, as we said earlier from the Sipurno, that there would not be a need to bring your karbanos in a central place. Everybody can bring their karbanos as a yochid. Mizbeach adam atasali. You build a mizbeach. B'chol mokam asher askesh mi'avav lecharachticha. If you live in Piskat Ze'ev, so you can build your own mizbeach there and bring a karban. Now, the Rambam, in two places, it's well known, but I'm going to read the language. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchira, the Rambam says, Mitzvah saseh la'asos bayis la'Hashem, there's a mitzvah to build a house for Hashem. Muchan, what's the reason for the Beis HaMikdash? Muchan, it should be prepared, li'as makrivim ba'karbanas, to bring karbanas. That's number one. V'chogigan elof shalosh pam b'shana, and a place to go to Aliyah L'Regel three times a year. This is Mamish Perak Aleph Mitzvah Achas in Hilchos Avodah, that this is the reason why the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah to build it, so we have a place now to bring karbonas, in order that we should go there three times a year to encounter the Shechin of Hashem. And it already is explained in the Torah, Mishkan Sh'asa Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, in other words, the Mishka that Moshe Rabbeinu built, and that was a Mishka and Lefisha only temporarily in the Midbar, but now in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to build a temple. So you see clearly in the Rambam that what we do right now was built in a temporary way in the Midbar. In other words, according to the Rambam, why? If I would ask you, what is the Rambam telling us? Why was there a need for a Mikdash and a Mishkan that preceded it? It's not like the Ramban says in order to transport the Sinai experience from Har Sinai to the Mishkan and to have the Dvar Hashem appear to a Moshe Rabbeinu and to be able to convey it to Klal Yisrael from the Kruvim. That's not what the Rambam is learning. The Rambam is learning, it's very functional. We need a place to bring Karbonis. We need a place to be Ola Regal. That's what it is in the Beis HaMikdash Olamim, and that's the way it was in the Midbar as well. Very clear in the Rambam. Perek, Sefer HaMitzvahs in the Rambam as well. It's mitzvah esrim, mitzvah saseh, shetzivanu livnos bayis avbeis avoda, to build a house of avoda, bo yihya ha'akrova, v'havar seish tamad, there'll be the akrova, there'll be the fire, and ve'elav yihya halicha v'aliyah l'regel, will go to be oyla regel. Again, so the Rambam is very clear that the Beis HaMikdash is very functional. This would be very good according to the way that Sipurna is learning, because before the Chet HaEgel, we did not need a special precinct in which Klal Yisrael goes. Everybody can bring their own carbon where they live, right? And that's the original design. Everything came crashing down, so to speak, with the Chet HaEgel. What's concerning me is, and this is what if you read the Ramban, the first Ramban in the Parsha, it's very clear how he is drawing a deep parallel between the Mishkan, between the Sinai experience and the Mishkan. The same way that Rabbi Shalom appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shekhinah, and so on and so forth, that's going to happen to the Mishkan as well. Well, how does the Ramban learn the Beis HaMikdash then? The Beis HaMikdash, it's not that there wasn't a Navi that went into the Aron, to the maybe Bein HaKruvim, and to hear the Dvar Hashem. In other words, according to the Ramban is understanding that the whole Tachlis of the Mishkan was very clear. He's not very clear in order to have a place, a Mokam HaMishkan, a Mokam HaMikdash, that would replicate the Sinai experience with the Rebbeinu Shlom coming down. Dov, you have a very perplexion on your face here.
According to the Ramban, even if there would not have been a Chet HaEgel, there would have been...
Yes, Ramban, that's clear. That's exactly what we established. That's exactly what we established. According to the Ramban, even if there would not be... your expression is much better now. Even if we would not have had a Chet HaEgel, there was a design to have the Mishkan to continue that experience. So what's the Ramban going to do with the Beis HaMikdash? Clearly, the Beis HaMikdash was functional for Kabbanis, but we don't have that's the place to which Rebbeinu Shlom appears to through a Navi, through a Moshe Rabbeinu, to Klal Yisrael. I mean, if you look at the Ramban clearly, you're going to be left wanting a little bit. So there is brought down in one of the footnotes in the Sefer Beis Hayayin, his Pirush on the Ramban and Parshas Bahar, that he brings in the drushes as Taras Hashem Tamima, which is one of the drushes of the Ramban, and the Ramban says a language that Yisrael had to build a Mishkan. V'shar so la shechina ba'ol moed she'asu, and the shechina rest in the ol moed. V'kore el Moshe ma'ol moed, Hashem called out to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Ol Moed, Vitzivo al HaKarbonos Sheyas Hashem, and Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu on the Karbonos, Ki Lekach Nasa HaMishkan. So here the Ramban throws in a little piece here, and I'm glad he did, because I was struggling with this. Ramban does acknowledge, right, that there's an aspect of a Mishkan is also there, ki lekach nasa ha-Mishkan. So while it's first and foremost, it's the reason why it was built is in order to what? To replicate the Shechina coming down in Har Sinai. But there was also the aspect of ki lekach nasa ha-Mishkan. The Mishkan was also built for the Karbonos. So you have a duality. So therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, where you don't have aspect A from the Ramban, the beginning of Truma, but you still have aspect B, like the Rambam Shita is, that he's there to build Karbanos. This is the way I'd like. And I know that there's some other Rambans in Chumash as well. I'd just like to conclude one thing here. So I think we pretty much set up these two Shitas between we'll call it the Zohar and the Medrash. With on the Medrash, you have these Rishonim, the Zohar, you have this Rishon, the Ramban. And I just want to say then, do you remember yesterday I pointed out Zov Chesef and Achoshes was a remez to all the times that we read the Sefer Torah, right? Every day of the year that we read the Sefer Torah is near Mazin Kesef. Zohav v'chesef v'chashuv, Zion is Shabbos, Hay and Bays, Zohav is Hay and Bays, Kesef is Kippurim, Samach is Sukkos, Pei is Purim and Pesach, Nechosh is Nun, is Neiros Chanukah, Chof, Ches is Chodesh, and also Rosh Hashanah is Chasam Sofer, and Tuf is Tanesim. What does Kriyas HaTorah have to do with that? I heard a Pshat as follows. He writes about this, Rabbi Milevsky, in the Sefer that you have. He's a beautiful Pshat. He writes, he says that, really kind of creative, he says, what happened over here with the Karbonos? It really was intended to be a personal experience. That's what Karbonos were supposed to be, according to the Sipurno, that you build a Mizbeach wherever you live, and that's where you bring the Karbonos. Well, then it became necessary after the Ched HaEgel to what? To broaden out Avodas Hashem. It's no longer done as a personal experience of Karbonos. Now it's done in a public way. Right now you have to have the Mishkan. He says, really, what happened in the Midbar after they left Mitzrayim? That they were thirsty, and for 3 days they didn't learn Torah. That Torah was really left to be a personal experience, but they failed in Torah. Therefore, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu had to take law into his own hands. Who made the takana to read the Torah every Shabbos, incidentally? Moshe Rabbeinu and his Beis Din. Later on, Ezra HaSofer added Monday and Thursday. But in other words, but the initiation of reading Torah in a public way, it was no longer given over to the hands of every Yachid to learn Torah, because they failed for 3 days. They didn't open a Gemara when they were in the Midbar, right? And that's where the water wasn't sweet, and Moshe Rabbeinu sweetened the water. So this transformation of the Limudat Torah, which was really was supposed to be concentrated as a Chiyuv upon the Yachid, but because the Yochid failed, Moshe Rabbeinu now says, you know what? We need to do something public. We need to make a Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos. And then Ezra even furthered it. So Mameli says, that's the Pshat. The Zov HaChesef and HaChosh is in the same way that the Mishkan is a response to the failure of Klal Yisrael to be able to be entrusted to build their own Mizbeach. Because left to the Yochid will come up with ideas of Avodah Zorah, and they built the Egel. So now it has to be something public. It's a public Mizbeach, it's a public Mishkan. So the same thing, the Kapora in the Mishkan, the Zav HaChesef and HaChoshes, in there is Nirmaz, that the Kriyas HaTorah no longer can be just a private enterprise. Kriyas HaTorah has to have in it an aspect, a character of a public learning, which is a Kriyas HaTorah. And that's why in the Zav HaChesef and HaChoshes, just that's broadening out the Avoda in a public way. So it's also Nirmaz that the Limud HaTorah is also being broadened out in a public way. I think it's a very beautiful and creative shot. And we'll say here. Thank you.